Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Zach Gilb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head out to the hotline right now, talk to a man that recently retired, did play in the National Football League from 2005 to 2018, spent the majority of his career with the Kansas City Chiefs, played briefly a year ago with the Oakland Raiders as a four-time Pro Bowler. You know him, of course. That's Derek Johnson, kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Derek, it's Zach Gilb in New York City. A pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on a great career, and how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I appreciate the introduction, my man.
Yeah, no problem. So how has this been? I know you played a little bit last year for the Raiders, and then you walked away from the team, but how has life been away from football, your first full season without the NFL in your life?
Well, it's you know what, it's been very busy. I got five boys, so they're in a lot of sports: basketball, swimming, football. So it's a lot of moving around. I'm kind of like an Uber driver right now. I'm going to practices here and there, but it's fun. My wife just had a newborn, so I got a newborn at the house, and I got a lot of boys running around. So it's pretty busy right now.
Well, congratulations. That really is something. I'm sure you're raising your boys the right way. Would they at least give you a 5-star Uber rating if they had to rate you? They probably like having dad drive them around, right?
Yeah, hey, they better give me a 5-star.
Is there all that itch still to play when you're sitting here now? It's August. The season is less than a month away. Do you say I miss it, or are you okay with all that happened in your career?
You know what? I'm very I had. It's one of those things where when it's over, it's over. You know it's over, and that's a good thing. And I've been very fortunate to play 14 years in NFL, and I've gotten a lot out of NFL. I got a lot out of football, and football, I gave a lot to football. So to actually step away from the game is actually a peace of mind that I have, that I gave it all I had. And we're kind of still early on, so I don't know if I'm going to be pulling my hair out when Sundays come around when I'm watching the game. So the jury's still out on that.
Well, at least you still got your hair. That's a good thing.
Right.
Let me ask you this, because this is something that's new to you. I'm sure you could have had that opportunity maybe to jump on with another team, try to go get a ring, whether it was returning to Kansas City or going elsewhere. Was it at all tempting maybe to play another season, or did you really know, hey, this is it? How'd you know that this was it and that you were okay with walking away?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I've been very fortunate to make a lot of plays in the NFL, and when the plays started going down my last couple of years, that didn't sit well with me. So I didn't want to be that player where I was holding on and I was just, you know, I wasn't looking as good as I used to look out there. And to play 14 years, I think I've said enough physically and mentally about what I gave to the game. And I tell you what, it's hard to walk away from a game that you played since I was 9 years old. So it's one of those things where I really can appreciate the effort mentally and physically that I put in the game of football. And you know, I'm still early into my retirement, so don't get me wrong, I will mentally, I'll always be in the game when I'm watching it. My wife hates watching the game with me because I always rewind it, or I say, hey, did you see what happened right here, or something like that. So
your oldest child is how old? Your oldest child, just wondering.
11.
Okay, so, 11. You know, they had a little understanding of dad's career, but when you have to explain it to your children down the road when they have a better understanding of life in a few years, like, what do you want to tell them about dad? What are you most proud about when you take a look at a career that, you know, went over clearly a decade of football experience?
Man, I would want to teach my kids how to push through adversity, how to push through times that it doesn't look good. And that's when you can push through those times, that's when you can actually do something really great. And I work my, I mean, if you see on Instagram now, I work my kids out all the time. So they love it too. I mean, I push them to the limit, but I let them know that we're not just working your physical body, working your mind too. So they have a strong understanding that dad's about working hard, regardless if it's in a on the football field, on the basketball court, or on the swimming in the swimming pool, or even if it's in academics. It's one of those things where when tough times come, you got to push through it, and you'll be successful.
There's a lot that football could teach us, as we're talking to Derek Johnson right now on CBS Sports Radio. However, there's always some skepticism now in letting your kid play football, and you know how dangerous and lethal of a sport this is. Were you at all a little hesitant to let your kids play football just as a dad?
You know what? Of course, I love football. If they want to play football, I'll push them into it. But if they don't want to play football, I'll let them know, hey, it's okay. You can do other sports or you can do other things. It's a lot of other careers you can have instead of football. But if they do want to play, I'm definitely going to be their biggest cheerleader. But if they don't want to play, I will not make them do something they don't want to do.
Can you be quiet in the stands, or you're going to be one of those dads that's going nuts on the sidelines and trying to tell the coach everything?
You know what? I'm gonna be quiet, but you know what? My son knows when we get home, I'm gonna have to be. We're gonna go outside on the yard or in the front yard, and we're gonna go through everything we saw just so we can get everything right.
That must be some film session. Talking to Derek Johnson on CBS Sports Radio. It's a Zach Gelb show. Hey, let me ask you about Patrick Mahomes. You were there in 2017, his rookie season. Only played one game in the National Football League. You guys. I still had Alex Smith playing quarterback. I'm not saying you expected him to throw 50 touchdowns this past season, but did you see some signs in his rookie year in practice that you know, hey, this kid was going to be special?
Of course. He was our scout team quarterback. So, but usually scout team quarterbacks, you throw a lot of interceptions because we kind of know what plays are about to come. And when we're out there, we knew what plays were going to come, but the throws were so good. He was throwing back shoulders. He was throwing no-look passes. And I used to kind of get upset with him, like, hey, man, like, you're messing around. You're throwing the ball. You're looking this way and throwing it that way. But he actually, that's what he does. And I didn't know it at that time. But he's an exciting quarterback to watch. I just kind of wish he was a little bit older so I can, you know, had a couple of years with him.
Yeah, he's some player, and to win an MVP in your first true season in the National Football League is just absolutely ridiculous. And I know people are going to say, well, there's film on him now. We're going to have to see how teams adjust. I'm fascinated to see how teams adjust because you're right. When you throw a no-look pass, I don't know how you defend that, Derek.
you don't. You know, it's one of those things where you say
a little prayer
before you get out there. And that may help. That might help.
Now, here's the thing with the Chiefs. Their defense has to get off the field. We saw last year they weren't able to do so in that AFC title game. Brady converting on 3rd-and-10s. And then Andy Reid is a good coach, but then he always has his problems in the postseason. Do you believe that defense and Andy Reid can do enough to maybe have that team win a Super Bowl this year?
Well, you know, they're making strides to get the defense better. Defense has been falling off the last couple of years, and it's tough when you have a quarterback like Pat Mahomes who throws for so many yards, and he's throwing touchdowns and here and there, and the points are so high where the other team is playing catch up all the time. So the Chiefs defense they have a new defensive coordinator. A lot of actually new players that are really good. So my hat's off to Andy Reid and what he's done with trying to get this defense better because everybody knows they're going to score 30 or 40 points a game. Only thing you have to do on defense is maybe hold them to under 25 a game. And I tell you what, man, I don't want to say the word, but I mean they have a good shot at winning it all this year.
So you're a believer in Andy Reid. You enjoyed your time with Andy Reid?
Yes, my best coach since I've been there, and being 13 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, I won most of my games with every season we had a winning record with Andy Reid, and I tell you what, he's a heck of a guy. He always harps on the little things because he knows if you can get the little things done, the big things will come later on. So my hat's off to him, man. I know he hadn't quite won the big one as a head coach, but I tell you what, every year. He gets closer and closer, so I'm rooting for him big time.
Former NFL player Derek Johnson here with us on CBS Sports Radio, four-time Pro Bowler, played with the Chiefs from 2005 to 2017. Played a little bit last year with the Oakland Raiders. I know the Raiders are on Hard Knocks this year. It's another year of John Gruden, year two of that 10-year deal that he signed, lucrative contract. You got a little feel about that organization last year, a little different pieces, though. This year, they bring in Antonio Brown. You have another season of Derek Carr. This is a real big make-or-break year for him. Are you a believer in the direction that the Raiders are heading in, or do you think they're not on the right track?
Well, it's only one way to go. When you're not as good where the Raiders were last year and the last couple of years, the only way you can go is up. Now, how far up they go, I'm not sure on that. But I'll tell you what, John Gruden is making strides to get that team better and a sense of urgency right now. So this is the NFL, and it's a sense of urgency to win right now. And I'm a fan of Derek Carr. I mean, even though I played against him for a while, man, I'm rooting for him. Hopefully it goes through for him. He's a great guy. But when I was there last year, we just didn't have quite enough. That's why the backpedaling started going with cutting this guy or trading this guy off. But we'll see. We'll see this year. They have a lot to prove, I'll tell you that.
What did you think last year when they traded Khalil Mack?
Well, that was that's one of the things where I never played with him because when I got there, he was already traded. But around the locker room, the guys talking to the guys, they thought he was a heck of a player. I'll tell you that they didn't like to see him leave. And players root for players. That's just how it is. And but it's glad he got the money that he deserved. But it did put a little hole in the defense, but at the same time, this is a league that's not about one person. You got to find a way to collectively get the chemistry going, regardless on defense who you have. And couldn't quite get it last year. Hopefully, they can make strides to get it better this year.
Now, if you shot up those Raider players with some truth serum and you got them their true thoughts on Antonio Brown, who's a great player, we know. One of the better wide receivers in football, comes to training camp, though, in a hot air balloon, has the unfortunate cryotherapy injury with the frostbite to his feet, and now has this whole helmet situation. How do you think AB's being perceived in the locker room? How would you react to that as a former player?
You know what? Players perceive players a little different from everybody else just because they're in the locker room with them. And I'll tell you what, Antonio Brown, what I've heard from the players, it's he works his butt off. And when you got a guy, he may have some issues in the media here and there, but I tell you what, he works his butt off on the team, and that's the respect that you want from your peers. So whatever he has going on outside of football, I mean, they'll deal with it for right now because, he's a heck of a player. You need Antonio Brown. He's one of the best receivers in the game, and he can help you. But until that deplenishes or that goes down where his – physical ability, mental ability goes down, then it'll be a problem. But right now, Antonio Brown's a workhorse from what I hear.
Who was the quarterback, by the way, when you look back at your career? Give me a name or two that kept you the most up at night when you were getting ready to play and prepare for them.
Oh, man. Tom Brady, of course. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. You talk about guys that mentally, I mean, they're sharp. They're very sharp. And I was the middle of the defense, so I was kind of like the quarterback of the defense. And, man, it was such a chess game with those guys. And it was very hard. I mean, there were times where with Tom Brady, I knew exactly where he was going. I was trying to bait him, and he'll still get it in there. That would really tick me off. But you know what? Those guys make you better because when you go against other quarterbacks, you're like, man, I'm making these plays. And not quite making them, I'm talking about the best ever to play the game. So, but at the same time, it was a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to play against these guys and actually, have a little success too. But at the same time, to see these guys, how sharp and mentally tough they are on the field.
Now you played a nice chunk of football in your career. Defensively, give me a few names that you really respect defensively, guys that weren't your teammates or even guys that were your teammates that you said, man, some of the best that I was able to play in the same era defensively with.
Oh, man, you talk about Tamba Ali. That's a name I'm a little biased about because I played 12 years with him at the Chiefs. He's a guy that's, he's a guy that if you want to take in the back alley with you, that's the guy. That's the first guy you'll have with you. But I tell you what, man, just watching the linebackers like back in the day, Derek Brooks and all these guys.
Yeah.
And I played some time with in the Pro Bowl. I even played with Ray Lewis. You talk about a guy that's not a fast guy, but you're talking about a person that has a knack for the ball and will hit anything moving. Man, it's a pleasure to actually, especially Pro Bowl, those are times where you go to the Pro Bowl, you see all these guys that you play with, that you see on film playing at a high level, and they come to you and say, man, I appreciate what you're doing, man. I see you out there shooting gaps and hearing that. Even Bobby Wagner a few years ago, he was like, man, you're one of my favorite linebackers. So that was
awesome.
To me. And I, at the time, I'm like, shoot, you're the up-and-coming guy. You're the man. And
probably makes you feel old too, right?
I know. He's one of the best linebackers in the league, probably the best linebacker in the league right now. So that's pretty cool.
All right, before we let Derek Johnson run, let me ask you about your alma mater. I would be remiss if I didn't do so before we let you run. Is Texas back? How do you answer that question, my friend?
Texas is back. You know, it's one of those things where you got to swallow your pride and say, hey, I've always said Texas is always ready. But I tell you what, right now they really have a really legitimate chance to do something really special. And it starts with Sam Ehlinger, starts with their quarterback. When you have a consistent, tough-minded quarterback like Sam, a guy that's a veteran to the college league right now, really they're going to give some people some problems. So only thing on defense, you just need to just hold on. Just make a couple more stops throughout the game, steal a couple series, and I think they can do a really good job this year.
How about your guy, Mac Brown, your former head coach, now returning back at UNC? What did you make of that one?
You know what? Mac's my guy. Coach Brown was a guy that took me in as a young kid, and I left from the University of Texas as a young man. And I give a lot of credit to him. He's a guy that he's like a president, man. He can get everything going. He can get the right coaches there to get the guys in the right position to be successful. And I'm wishing him all the luck in the world, especially at his old team with North Carolina. So it'll be pretty cool to see him back in action.
Well, hey, Derek, we really do appreciate. Congratulations once again. We really do thank you for carving out a few minutes and. Enjoy the family time. And you know how I know that you're done playing football? Man, just talking to you right now, one of these networks are going to give you a fat contract to be an analyst. And that's some nice money, let me tell you, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it.
That's Derek Johnson, former NFL linebacker. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout and be back right after these short messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.